Hello. So today was a fun day. We woke up this morning and it was freezing cold. Just like it was freezing cold last night. So it was really hard to get out of a sleeping bag. I mean, it's hard to get out of a sleeping bag when it's freezing cold outside. So we kind of lazed around a little bit, but not really a lot. We got out a little later than we normally were, but it wasn't like crazy late, so it was okay. I got out of the tent to use the bathroom or whatever, get my beer canister, and I looked up and there was like no clouds. I mean, there's a few clouds, but not really, not very many. So I was like, awesome, it should be a nice day today. It shouldn't be like yesterday that was all gloomy, overcast all day, and just not very nice. Or at least it'll be sunny, and even if it stays a little chilly. Well, we started walking, and we're walking up this mountain, and you can see clouds, like a whole slew of clouds, over to the left of where we were going. And then eventually we turned towards them and we started walking straight for this wall of clouds. I was like, man, why do we have to be walking right towards the storm? And it was still freezing. Like, I checked my thermometer that I have on my bag when we started walking. It said 20 degrees. It was freezing. Both of us had lots of layers on. I even walked with long underwear on underneath my pants for a long time, which I usually can't do that because they get way too warm. Not today. Today I walked with long underwear on a lot of the time. And then there was a break that I didn't, and then I had my rain pants on, which are like what Raymond calls a sauna suit, because it keeps you nice and toasty warm. So, but we were walking, it was like third break, I think, and I was like, oh, what should we do? Or maybe it was fourth break, we're going to get some water, and I was kind of debating, do I want to try and get some water? Because there wasn't really water there, there was like, supposed to be, but it was just like some puddles, and I was like, I don't know. And then all of a sudden it starts snowing. It snowed a little bit, like, you couldn't really tell it was snowing. Like, every once in a while you see something white come down and you'd be like, oh, I guess it's snow. But he couldn't really tell. And, yeah. So, all of a sudden it was just pouring snow. I don't know why. How do you describe snow that's just pouring down like rain? Blizzard. Huh? Blizzard. Maybe it says blizzard. But it was crazy. So we quickly threw on all of our rain stuff so we wouldn't get wet, and we had ponchos put over our bags, and we're just like, alright, let's go. And it took like, you know, maybe 2 minutes to put on all of our rain clothes, and by that time I had a pile of snow on my bag. It was crazy. So it was really cold, and it stayed cold. I kept checking my thermometer, and it pretty much stayed between 25 and 35 all day. I think it got a little warmer in some places and a little colder in some places. And it's freezing cold right now. And, yeah. So we just kept walking. We had lunch. It wasn't snowing. Well, it was snowing a little bit. The sun would come out sometimes. When the sun came out, it was super warm. Stand in the sun and just soak up the heat. And then you start walking. Problem was, I had on a ton of layers. So you start walking and you'd be like, okay, walking. With all your layers on. And it was windy also was the other problem. It'd be windy and everything, and you'd be freezing. Like, my face was so cold. At like one point we were walking across this big open meadow and my face was so cold. I had to keep like trying to warm it up with my gloved hands, and my hands were freezing all day. But then the sun would come out and everything would get warm, and then you'd be like, oh, nice and toasty. And then you start getting too hot, and then the sun would go away all of a sudden and it would be freezing again. And yeah, it was okay though, but I mean, it was snowing and stuff, but it wasn't really sticking or anything. It wasn't snowing that much that it was like getting a soaking wet or anything, so it was okay. And something crawling in my, but then we stopped the break before we were gonna stop. We stopped, we were sitting there, and we decided, you know, like, well, it was snowing pretty good, and it had been snowing pretty good for a little while. The ground was starting to get covered and stuff. And I thought, well, if it's still snowing and stuff, we can just stop next break. Even though it's not as far as I wanted to go, but it's far enough. Like, we don't have to... We'll definitely get to Big Lake Youth Camp tomorrow. So, we started walking, and it was just snowing so hard. It was like a blizzard. And the wind was blowing. We had to go up these stupid switchbacks up this mountain, I guess. I don't know. You couldn't really see anything. It looked like we went over a pass. But you couldn't really see anything was part of the problem. Like, the clouds were really low. It was snowing so hard. And, like, everything was just getting covered in snow. Which was kind of cool at first. Because there was all these volcanic rocks and all these jaggy volcanic rocks. Which, what you could see, looked really cool with the snow on. And it looked like it would be a gorgeous place to walk through. It looked like it would be another place I would really like. But you couldn't really see anything. Like, at first you could. And then all of a sudden, it was just like, you couldn't see anything. It was snowing so hard. You could see, you know, a little ways in front of you, but you couldn't see any of the mountains or anything that were around you. And the wind was blowing, you turned one way, and the wind just blew all the snow right in your face. It was awful. And I was like, alright, I'm ready to stop. So we were trying to get to the spring so we could get some water, and then we were going to try and find a place to camp after that. And I was just like, as soon as we get to that spring, we'll never be able to find a place to camp, because I'm totally done for today. I'm done. I'm ready to set up camp, ready to get warm, ready to get dry. And we're walking and we're almost in spring, almost the break time. And Ruma says, oh, I left my GPS at the last break. And I was like, oh man. And so I was like, well, should we go back and get it? He's like, no, yeah, we should go down the spring and then we can get back. I was like, okay. So we found the spring, tons of water, and then there was this nice place up to the left of the spring, where all these trees were, and it was nice, huh? It was a nice flat area, and we came up, and these people were just packing up and leaving, because they decided they were bailing out. They were going to leave tomorrow, and they were just going to stay tonight out here, but then they were like, well, maybe we should go, if we can't find the path, trail and stuff, it'd be better just get out tonight instead of waiting for tomorrow in case it rains all night, or snows all night. So that's what they did, which is fine. But yeah, it was, they left a nice square of no snow ground for us to set up on, which was nice. And so we set up real quick, most of the way, and then Raymond ran back to get the GPS. He made really good time, because it was over 2 miles, so it's over 4 miles, so I'd say at least 4.5 miles, from my last break. And he did it in just over an hour, which is pretty good, because I just filtered all the water, set up the inside of the tent, and got everything that I get done, and then I was just going to start sitting here worrying about ready to get back safe and sound, and here he came. I was like, perfect! And then we ate dinner, and it's only the second time we've ever eaten dinner in the tent, but it's so freaking cold outside, and there's snow all over the place, and... yeah, we were just like, we're not eating dinner outside. So, it seems like it might have gotten a little warmer. Not much, it's still freaking cold. But we did walk by, this afternoon we walked by these, like, obsidian. It was like obsidian trail and obsidian falls and stuff. And I was like, well, that's cool. I wonder if there's lots of obsidian. And there were tons of obsidian, like, all over the place. That's what the ground was like. All obsidian and like obsidian in a matrix of some sort, and it was really cool. I thought it was really cool. And my mom was saying how she wanted to go backpacking with me sometime, and just because she's never been and whatnot, and in a couple of years when she's in shape and blah blah blah, whatever. And I think this is probably a good spot. But climbing, if we go the opposite way, climbing's not bad at all. It's very it's pretty level, it's not crazy, and it looks like it would be really cool, and I want to come back and do it some other time because it looks really cool, and obviously I can't see it right now, so yeah, hopefully someday me and my mom will come back and do this section because I think it would be a good one. Let's see, anything else fun? We did see a deer today. We saw a ton of people today, and they almost all of them had dogs. They were all going the other way, and almost all of them had dogs. And I was like, this is weird, because we don't normally see people with dogs. Normally we just see people. I don't really know people with dogs are usually with horses. I don't know. But we don't, just normally don't see it. And so it was a little odd. And then most of the dogs had, like, little packs strapped to them so they were carrying stuff. I don't know. It was pretty funny. But crazy. It's freezing cold and snowing all day, which is crazy. And then it got, like, blizzardy this afternoon, which is even crazier. So, let's see. Anything else? I think that's about it. I hope tomorrow it clears up. And I hope tomorrow it's a little warmer, because that would be nice. Well, it is nice to walk in the cold weather. It's nicer if you can stop and have a break and it's warm still. I know, I don't want it to be 100 degrees. I'd like it to be over 20. Or really over 40. Although, if it was precipitating, I'm glad it was snowing, because it's a lot nicer to walk in the snow than it is in the rain. Because in the rain, you just get wet. In the snow, like, you don't really get that wet. Like, my shoes got wet and everything, but, like, my pants weren't soaking wet. Normally, if it was raining, I'd just be drenched. But no, because of snow. But if you have the snow, you also get the cold. So, I don't know. If it's still like this tomorrow, I guess we'll be at Big Lake Youth Camp. We'll figure out what we'll do. Maybe go down to Sisters to stay warm or something. I don't know. Anyways, we'll figure it out tomorrow. But hopefully tonight doesn't get too cold, because it's freezing right now. But that was a big excitement. Woohoo! Second snowstorm. We were the people that were camped, packing up and heading out. We were saying how we're doing the PCT, and they're like, "Oh, your first snowstorm." And we said, "Actually, no, we've had it in Wrightwood too. That crazy snowstorm on Memorial Day." And then I thought, "Whoa, this is like a holiday snowstorm." It seems like Memorial Day and now Labor Day. Although I guess 4th of July we missed. There was no storm or anything on 4th of July. But if there was, it would be like totally like Mother Nature's having a snowstorm for us for the holidays, which I could do without, really. And I just hope it gets warmer, because this is a little too cold for me.